Okay, Rabbi Say. So let us learn a Tiferes Shimshon by Rav Shimshon Pinkus on this week's Parsha, on Parshas Nitzavim. And he gives us a very, very important Yisayid. We're going to start from the bottom of Reish Tzadi Gimel. And this is all about a Kayach HaTzibur. You know, there's a lot of Sfarim that are written about different suggestions as to how to win in din. Last year I gave, seems like 100 years ago, but I gave a four-part series, I think, of Shirim during Chaydash Elul about just how to be Menatzeach B'din. Every time we learned a different technique. So one of the famous techniques and how to sort of circumvent the din and try to figure out a way that, albeit we're not super deservant, let's say, of being victorious in din, but there are ways that we can, and one of the main ways is the Kayach HaTzibur, by being able to somehow tap in to the power of the community, because a community always survives din. The Gemara says, Gemira deloi kalya shiftaya, a shevet of Klal Yisrael, the entirety of Klal Yisrael never perishes. Individuals come and go, but Klal Yisrael will always remain. So if I want to get through the din and know that I'll survive, I have to find a way to sort of slip in to the general community of Klal Yisrael. That way I lose my identity as an individual and my identity becomes one of the tzibur. And last year we discussed exactly how you do that. Let's see what Rav Pinkus says here tonight. Zechus, and he goes on, the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha, Atem nitzavim ayem kolchum v'nei Hashem lekechem kol ish Yisrael. The pasuk right now in the parsha preceding Rosh Hashanah uses these lashonos of that you're all standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Jews together. And that's not coincidental, because the way that you're supposed to become as you're entering into the din is as part of the tzibur. Zechus miyuchedes hi liyehudi. Rav Pinkus says there's a special zechus for a yid, kasher hu chelek me'aklal, when he is a part of the general public, of the general Klal Yisrael. Chelek mitzibur shal yeshiva ay kailal, bebechina zu shal kol yish Yisrael. To be a part of the tzibur of yeshiva, to be a part of the kailal, that would be a way of getting through din. You know, sometimes a lot of times yeshiva stress that you're not a number. You're not a number. And of course, we'll see soon that it's not good to be just a part of a big blob of people. But in a way, there is a good thing if you're just a number. You don't want to necessarily always stand out in a crowd. There's a beauty to being subsumed by the tzibur at large. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't be getting individual attention in yeshiva, but you shouldn't be so concerned that I want to be different. I don't want to conform. Sometimes conformity in a yeshiva or in a kailal is actually a very good thing, and especially when it comes to a din, to being victorious in din, you sort of want, this time of year especially, to just sort of meld right into the crowd. Etzem ha'uvda, shadam nimtza b'seich miskeres misuyemes, the very fact that a person finds himself in a structure, in a certain structure, and you're living subservient to that structure, meaning that you're expected to be a part of that miskeret. Right now, Rav Pinkus is describing the importance of being part of yeshiva. Now, sometimes a person sort of doesn't like being a part of yeshiva. Why? Because when I'm on my own, I'm able to really shteig much better. A lot of times people speak about like the tkufa and corona when we were off from yeshiva. So some people did not do well at all. But some people felt, wow, this is great. You know, I can learn whatever I want, when I want. I don't have to like prepare for shir, mar makaymus, and be structured. This way I could just learn, you know, the whole night and then, you know, and then wake up and daven and learn again the whole day. And I'm not in any way restricted. And there's truth to that. There's definitely truth to that. Some of us do learn a lot better without having to go to shir, without having to have a chavrusa, without having to keep to set starim and lunchtime and supper time. And it's sometimes much better for a person, certain people at least, to have just a clear, open field to learn and not to be stopped and not to be told what to do when. But they're still overriding milas to a yeshiva that lifestyle does not allow you. What are they? What's so great about being in yeshiva and a structured yeshiva? Achas hamailas ha'atzuma shebekayach ha'tzibor maila she'ilay banu liyeshiva v'akailalim ela avura dayenu. One thing that it's kedai to be in yeshiva and a kailal for, and that's it. Hishua adam yeshes hasmicha misaviv me'ein kabayim. What a yeshiva does for a person is that it gives a person crutches, which means, and again, a crutch is something that sometimes the very word sounds like it's a bad thing. You know, it's like you use an art scroll gemara, it's a crutch. But sometimes a crutch is a good thing, because what does a crutch mean? A crutch enables me that if I have a limp, if I'm not doing so well, I'm able to stabilize myself with a crutch. And a yeshiva really does that for a person. A yeshiva is not absolutely necessary in terms of steigen per se. You could steig maybe without a yeshiva. There are people that make a very good case. What do I need a yeshiva for? It costs me, you know, thousands of dollars. And all I have to do is I can go on Lander Torah, go to the Lander Torah app. Go to Torah anytime, go to YU Torah, go to OU Torah, whatever it is. There's a million different apps out there. There's a million different shirim available. What do I need? Why do my parents have to spend $20,000, $50,000 a year on yeshiva? I could just, you know, sleep at home all day and just watch shirim. What do I get from yeshiva? It's a good question. And one of the answers to that question is that a yeshiva gives a person a framework to stabilize himself in different vicissitudes in life. Rav Pinkus says, Nar hayisi v'gam zakanti. I was young and I was old, meaning I've been through life, I've been around the block many times. V'ra'isi zayis pam achar pam, and I've seen this many, many times. Bachurim v'avreichim, either Bachrim or Kailal guys, Sheratzu Lavid Lavad, they wanted to do it on their own. L'lay Miskar, they wanted to learn on their own, and they, you know, just went to a shtibol, and they just, you know, started learning without a yeshiva. I've seen this. Uve emes hayulam tkufas yafa shechasi shana shana, and sometimes it actually worked out well for a limited amount of time. They were learning, everything was good. Avol saif kal saif ha'aylam ho, Ma'arbayles nayra'a, yeshna mishbarim. But life, we know, is not a straight path. Life is not something that doesn't have storms in it. A lot of times there's sunshine, but a lot of times there's rain. And there's always something, obstacles that get in the way, mishbarim. Mishbarim are things that cause us to have very big lows, like that there are mountains and there are valleys. And the valleys are sometimes very traumatic for a person. Im ze bacher hu magia l'tkufas ha-shidochem, v'im ze avrich m'sari atzlai kaishi m'suyim b'chaim, it might be shidochem that gets a person down. If you're married, it might be other types of things that get in the way of life. K'gayin eze machla b'sich ha-bayis l'aleinu, a-chayser parnasa. It might be the fact that we have troubles with parnasa. It might be that there's somebody with a sickness laying in our house. There are many different things that get a person down. If a person finds himself in a structured environment like a yeshiva, like a kollel, yaideya shem kol mishbar mu mukhrach ech shehu lagia lekollel v'atzibur kaviyachos seichev esei. I don't have the luxury of just sulking in bed all day. It might be depressing, it might be difficult, I might be faced with myriad challenges, but I know that I have Seder, I know that there is a Rebbe that cares about me, there is a Rosh Kollel that cares about me, I have a Chabrusa that's looking out for me, I have a Chabura that I'm in that deeply are concerned about me, and they will be my safety net, and they will absorb me when things are low. Roishoy sechar cher alav, achu shayred, ubesayif yaitzim in amashpa mamshach bali yasei. Meaning your head might be full of problems and very, very confused, and you're down, but at the end you know that you're going to be able to get out of this fog and continue your steigen. You will be stabilized by the tzibur. Lu'uma zayis, however, contrast this, kol elu shechashvas asmacham gedalim. There are many people, I'm smarter than that. I could handle it. I could weather the storm on my own. V'nisu lavad levad. They wanted to go it alone. And berega shegia mashpa. What happens when things go down? What happens when you hit that bump? Came naflu, they fall. The shuvla yitzlichu lakum, and they don't get up again. Ki lo hayimisha yakim ha'isam, because there is no one there to help you up. That's a great milah of yeshiva. I mean, there's a lot of milahs to yeshiva. But one of the greatest milahs of yeshiva is that you have some people, rabbeim, community, that cares about you and that won't allow you to fall through the cracks. And that's something very, very special about a yeshiva. I always said that, you know, that's a milah of a chavrusa. A chavrusa is, you figure, like, I learn just as well, if not better, on my own. I need a chavrusa. All chavrusa is, every morning I have to wait for him. He's not there, and sometimes I'm not there, and then he takes a break, I take a break. I learn a whole lot better without a chavrusa. That's true when things are really good. When things are perfect, you're right. Learning alone is sometimes very geschmack. But what happens on those days that you're not in the mood to go to the Beis Medrash? So, you know, a chavrusa, at least you know that there's somebody waiting for you. Somebody there that's expecting you to be there. You don't have that ability to say, I'm not really in the mood, I'm not feeling this. What do you mean you're not in the mood? There's somebody sitting at the table waiting to learn with you. So get yourself up from bed, wash negel vaser, daven, and go to yeshiva. And just like that's true for a chavrusa, that's true for yeshiva as a whole. A yeshiva, if the yeshiva is doing the right job, they will care for you, and you will care for them. They will catch you when you fall, and you will make it your business that even when you have falls, you're still going to be very quick to bounce back because of the greater good of the yeshiva. Ha'aylam hu mar bailas kashamayit. Adam nikla laharbe matzam shenim mushunim. A person goes through a lot of different ups and downs. It's a roller coaster. Kasha yesh layes hasviva shalai, ayes hachavrusa shalai. When you have your surroundings, and you have your chavrusa, es hashir shalai, you have your shir, es hakailo shalai, es hastarim, es hirashima shalai, hari shagam bizmanim shiroi she'enai, even those times that your head is not working, harakeves mamshichal and say, the train continues when I say yachadito. That's, by the way, a maila of Dafyemi. Dafyemi, the brilliance of Dafyemi is that it's a train that doesn't stop. It never stops. You don't have the ability to say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to miss today. If you miss today, you're not going to be able to misayim the Masechta. You're not going to be able to say that you went through Shas. And as long as you have that train that's riding, it's a great mechayah for you to learn every single day. If you're not learning Daf Yomi, you could also make, you know, your own starim. There's a lot of different programs that, you know, Klal Yisrael has today that are also very helpful in making sure that you don't get derailed. But if you don't do that, if you're just learning on your own, then what's going to happen is you're going to start learning every day, but then you're going to say, today, what's the big deal if I miss today? And then I'll miss tomorrow, and there's no big deal. So one of the beautiful things about all of these types of programs that you know, whether it's Mishnayos Yaimi or Halacha Yaimi or Mishnah Berurah Yaimi or Daf Yaimi or Daf HaShavua, all these programs, the beauty of it is that there's something that you have to learn every day. A yeshiva is like that as well. A yeshiva, you're supposed to be learning every single day in a yeshiva. Every day. And sometimes, unfortunately, we don't do that, and we fall short. You know, people leave Thursday and they come back on Monday, so that means they're not even in yeshiva. They're in, you know, they're 3 day a week yeshiva. Really, a yeshiva in a perfect world is not supposed to be the way a lot of people treat yeshivas or the yeshiva that we're in. A perfect yeshiva, and I went to many of these types of yeshivas, you come, like, basically, let's talk about after Sukkot for the Zoom guys. You come after, the day after Sukkot, the first day of the Zman after Sukkot, and you basically have an off Shabbos 5 weeks later. Like Hanukkah time, you get your first off Shabbos. Shabbos Hanukkah. Which means that you're in yeshiva basically the end of Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev. Like, it could be you're in yeshiva for kemat 8 straight weeks. You're in there Sundays, you're in there Fridays, your Shabbos, legal holidays, every day of the week, you're there. There's starim. And the train is always moving. You can't miss a day. And it's beautiful because you want that. The neshama really wants that. The neshama loves structure. You think that you want hefkeris, but it's not true. You want hefkeris for maybe, you know, after you put in a whole year, then you want to get a little summer vacation. And after 2 days of, like, having no structure, you're going crazy already. It's nice to have davening at this time and seder at this time and lunch at this time and b'chulei. And when you don't have that, it seems geschmack, but it's really not geschmack. People that don't have seder in their lives are not happy people. The happiest people are the people that are very well organized. And that's basically the beauty of a yeshiva in the perfect... If you're not feeling that, it's because maybe we're not using the yeshiva properly. We're not here enough to really feel the ritzifas, feel the fact that there is a consistency and expectation of every day being on board the ship. If you get off that train and you start running by yourself, it could be that you're beating the train, you're going fast on the train. What's going to happen, though, eventually? You know, you might beat the train a while, but you're not a locomotive. And you can't beat the power of a train. And you're going to fall, chas v'shalom. You're going to remain there. If the spirit of the ruler is upon you, meaning even if you're under grave threat, do not budge from your place. What does that mean? You want to be a great person? Don't budge from your place. Make sure to always have a consistency in your life and don't fall. And how do you avoid falling? You avoid falling if you're part of a tzibur. If you're alone, doesn't work. There are guys in yeshiva, I know very clearly, I'm thinking of one guy in particular, and I'm going to try to scramble some of the information so in case he's ever listening to this, he doesn't know that I'm talking about him. But there was a guy in yeshiva who mamish steiged like crazy. He was here yom v'layla when he was in yeshiva. Then he left yeshiva, and he never came back to Beis Medrash. And he's not the same person. Not the same person at all. Why? Does that mean that he never really was genuine to begin with, if that's true? No, it's not true. He was genuine, but he needed a yeshiva. He needed support. He needed a network that would keep him on track. He was on a train, and the train goes with full force. Once you get off the train, you're not on a train anymore. You might be a very good person. You might have the best of intentions, but eventually you run out of steam when you're on your own. This happens all the time. And that's why it's very, very crucial for everybody to always have a yeshiva. And I'm not talking about when you're a bachur. I'm talking about when you're a bachur, you for sure need it. But after you're married, you have to move to a community that has a beis medrash, not just a shul, but a beis medrash that you could sit and learn, have a chavrusa and have shiurim and feel a part of a general community. And if something happens to you, they'll catch you. You can't just, like, if you're not by night sitter one night, you'll get people texting you and calling you, where are you okay? What's going on? And that way you know that there's accountability. If you're living on an island, then you're going to be on the couch every single night. That's just the reality. It doesn't mean that you're not a good person. It's just that's what a human being does. Without accountability, it's very easy to stumble and fall and not get up.
All those problems we just mentioned earlier.
What about it?
That's
good. That's all good. Those are all very good. As long as you're doing it, preferably with a chabura, and the chabura knows that you're doing it, and you're on board together, and they know that if you're not there, they're gonna ask you what happened to you. That's all good.
Knowing that the train doesn't stop every week. Right. We do about every week, yep. No matter what, every day.
It's amazing. That's right. It's perfect. Okay, I'm sorry. Rabbi Malin was one of the great Rosh Hashivas. He was Rosh Hashiva and Beis HaTalmud, and Rav Shimshon Pinkus was a Talmud of his. Talmud Haya Aimer, he always used to say, Tia Yachid B'Seich Tzibur. This is also very important, because on one hand, we're saying that it's very important to be in a Tzibur, which means like you're just like a glob inside of a big yeshiva. You're just one of a thousand, or one of 500 or whatever, and you're subsumed, and that's Atam Nitzav Mayim Kolchem. And like we just said, there's a tremendous maila to being part of a tzibur. And if you're part of a tzibur, you have a zchus and din for being part of a tzibur. But there's also a very big danger of being part of a tzibur. What's the danger of being part of a tzibur? If you're part of a tzibur, a lot of times people that are part of a tzibur loses their own identity in life. Not in a yeshiva like Lander, because a yeshiva like Lander is everybody has an identity. Everybody has, like, you look around the room or go into the basement, everybody's dressed differently. Everybody has a different color shirt and a different style and a different mask. Everybody's different. But there are yeshivas out there that are very black and white, quite literally. And there's very little disparity between the boys, and they don't want disparity. They don't want you to be one guy to be musical and one guy to be funny and one guy to be artistic or whatever. They want everybody to sort of be the same. Rav Huttner, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, used to say that, you know, he doesn't want the Sadaim bed in his yeshiva. What does it mean, a Sadaim bed? The Chazal say that there in Sadaim there was a bed. And when a visitor would come into Sadaim, They would lie them on the bed, the shayftim and shaytrim of Sadaim, and if you were shorter than the average size of people in Sadaim, they would stretch you out. They would have the ability to somehow stretch the bones and stretch the skin and, you know, make you that conform to that size. If you were too tall, they would amputate your legs to the shear that everybody has to be the exact same way, cookie cutter. And Rav Huttner was very against that methodology in yeshivas, that every person has to be the exact same way. He liked individuality. He liked the yeshiva also. But within the yeshiva, you have to be a yachid as well. It's very important that if you have your own identity, you maintain that identity. Otherwise, you just get all bland and sort of like whitewashed into everything else, and you lose who you are. You're talking the same way with the same, you know, type of tone in your voice and the same attitude, the same mashkafa, the same. It works in a lot of yeshivas, but it's not always the best way to be. it helps a lot to be part of a tzibur. I have friends, Lamashal. I went to one of those types of yeshivas for high school. It was a wonderful yeshiva. But, and you shteig like crazy because that's all there was to do all day, and that was the cool thing to do. So you learn like a lot. But at the same time, you didn't really have much of a chance to think for yourself, or if you wanted a career other than learning, other than staying in Kailo, there wasn't too much flexibility in that. Everybody was expected to, you know, to learn the same amount of time, you know, the same amount of years, and then go to the same yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael after that amount of years, and then go to a certain yeshiva in America, get married, stay in that community in America. And I have friends that are still doing that. They're on that track, and they're doing, you know, Baruch Hashem, they're doing very well, but they never really had a chance to be individuals, in a sense. And who knows, in Eilam Haba, maybe it's better to do it the other way. Maybe that's the better way. You just, you know, get brainwashed, you stay on that track, and you know, you ride it as long as you can. Maybe that's a good thing. But Reb Leib Malin used to say that it's very important to maintain a yechidus b'seich ha-tzibur. You have to be both. You have to be part of a tzibur, part of yeshiva, but at the same time, be yourself. Figure out who you are, be proud of who you are, and work on your own identity. He uses it in a learning capacity, okay? I don't want to put words in Reb Leib Malin's mouth, but he was talking about within the Sidrei HaYeshiva. He says, Adam Shereitza Lis Alz, if a person wants to shteig, Yasa says B'Seich Maskaras HaYeshiva, Shalat Tziv, you have to do that within the structured framework of the yeshiva. However, that doesn't mean that when they, you know, when it's lunchtime, you have to run like sheep out of the Beis Medrash. If you want to really shtai, you'll stay a little bit longer in the Beis Medrash, and you'll chazer quickly what you learned. And then, balayla at night, taktish chatzi shal liman halacha, you learn some extra halacha. Outside of the Sidrei HaYeshiva, a shinin dapi gemara, you learn some bekios. Avala ikar mekaim chal tanach. Don't break that framework, that structure that was built for you. Keep it, maintain it, appreciate it. Kivan shemiskeret hazuhi ben nafshecha, ein chayedem ayimachi. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow, so you have to really keep within that yeshiva. Keep the starim, but then go beyond the starim. Amnam adam achai rakim hamiskeret be'emes layocha ligdol. If you just stick to that miskeret, you really can't grow. There's a limited growth that you can have if you just stay within the Sidrei HaYeshiva. Ki saif kol saif miskeres ne'edavur tzibur. Because this miskeres was created with a tzibur in mind. V'tzibur morka me'anoshim b'ram ha'shaynes. Don't forget, when the yeshiva was developing somebody just asked me, I don't know if the person's in the room right now, but he asked me where the seder comes, like he's used to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, he was used to having shir right after morning seder, right? So you finish at 12, and then, right, is that what they do now in Eretz Yisrael? That's, yeah? You have seder, and then you right away go to shir, which makes sense, because, you know, the Gemara is fresh in your mind, and now you right away go right into shir. He says, why do you have this thing over here that you break for lunch an hour, and then, or an hour and 15 minutes, and then you go to shir, and by then, I don't even remember what the Gemara is talking about anymore. So, and he's right. I mean, there's a reason for it, but without getting into the reason, but there is a reason for it, but that's what he's used to. And what Reb Pinkus is saying is that it's true that that's the yeshiva, but the yeshiva created the starim for everybody, for all, let's say, 200 guys in yeshiva. That's what, you know, in order to fit everybody into something that's sort of doable, hopefully. There are guys in yeshiva that say morning seder is too long for them, so we created programming that they can cut down on, or they have shir during seder, whatever it is. But this amount of time from, let's say, 9:15 till 12 is the average it's with the average bacher in mind. But if you feel like you could do more, then you absolutely should do more. You should eat lunch or eat lunch quickly or whatever, then come back to the Beis Medrash and learn more if you can. That's how you steig. Aye, but what, but yeshiva is not. I thought you have to be. You have to go into the miskaret. Yeah, you have to stick to those starim, but then you could grow between the starim. The extra that you do between the starim is what's going to really propel you to be a gadol. He says, "Adam hashoyef li esmiyuchad tzarach lavar lavet gam levad." If you want to have that individuality, you want to perfect yourself, then you have to work on yourself also. You can't just rely on the yeshiva and on its starim. If at 9:10 a.m. everybody's expected to be in the Beis Medrash, who yagiel bisman, I'll be there because that's when the tzibur is there. And if you, instead of coming at 9:10, you come at 9 a.m. and you chop 10 minutes, you'll be special. You're not going to talk during Seder. It's also going to make you special. So what you're doing is you're part of the Tzibur, but at the same time you're a Yachid. So you feel that individuality, you feel like you're special, but at the same time you're not abandoning the yeshiva. So you have to juggle, like everything else in life. You have to find that balance. You want to be part of yeshiva. It's vital for a person to be part of yeshiva. And at the same time, it's also vital for a person to maintain a singularity, a special nature that I feel I'm not like everybody. I'm different. I'm doing something that's better, that's special, that's different. So I know that I'm me. So Rapinkus is advising us that come a little bit earlier, leave a little later, do something, make your own personal special thing that you don't have to, you shouldn't brag about it, but for yourself, that you know that you're a yachid amongst the tzibur. Aleinu l'hamshach tamin amaskeret uvesechelim segadlos yom shish achar tzaraim. Here's another one. He says on Friday afternoon, leil Shabbos, Friday night, v'Shabbos achar tzaraim or Shabbos afternoon, ushar zmanim me'ayin me'ein elo hamenut solim antumam limud la'aliyah. That's when you become a gadol. You become a functional Jew by sticking to the starim. How do you attain godless? You find time extra starim. Besides for the starim, you find that extra ability to learn. You know, we're coming into the Shkia is getting very, very early, right? It's really dropping quite quickly. I mean, over the last month, we went from having Shkia like 7:45, and now it's already, I don't know, what, 7:05 or something. It's very early. And then when we come back from Sukkot and Mitzvah Hashem, it's going to be already probably in the sixes, and then it's going to be in the fives. And then the fours. And Friday night, you know, what they used to do when I was in yeshivas, and maybe some of you in your yeshivas, but I remember the most beautiful time of the week, and I've said this a lot, the most beautiful time of the week is Friday night in the winter. You eat a beautiful suda in yeshiva, you come down to the Beis Medrash, and you just learn. There's nothing stopping, there's no homework, there's no test, there's a Shabbos. So you take your chavrusa, or you take yourself, and you sit, and you just shteig. I remember the most beautiful memories of when I was in my high school, was that Friday night, you know, all the lights at one point would go out. It was like 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And the only light that remained was the light of the menorah by the Amud, by the Chazan's Amud. And you had like, whoever was in the Beis Medrash wanted to learn more. So you had like 15, 20 guys that were standing with their gemaras like by this menorah, by the flickering flames, if you remember those old-fashioned menorahs that had like those flickering bulbs. And everyone was trying to steig more and chat more. Those beautiful times. Or we could go back to the dorm and just go to sleep and sleep a bagel, you know, clock 12 hours and wake up and then, you know, eat some chol and go back to sleep for another 5 hours or whatever. That's a choice you have also. Shina b'Shabbos Tainug. But if you want to attain godless, this is how you do it. You stay in the tzibur and the starim are kodesh kadashim for you. But then you try to find time Friday afternoon and Mitzvah Shabbos and late Friday night and Tanesim and whenever you can, you just take a Gemara, take a Chavrus and you learn. That way you have both. You have the maila of the tzibur, and you also have the beauty of being a yachid. The tzibur you need so that you don't crash. The yachid you need so that you grow and you flourish in ways that no one, including yourself, could ever fathom that you could do. And when you take both the kayach ha-tzibur, which is going to get you through the din on Rosh Hashanah, and the kayach of a yachid together, that's a formidable force. That's a nuclear force that can accomplish anything in life, because you have a tzibur to catch you, and you have your individuality that will build you, and together you'll be that perfect human being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and Klal Yisrael needs.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I at least had a little earlier than last week.
Sorry?
At least